60 Hope for Your Life. You're also invited to visit the Sunday morning worship service at 9:30 or 10:45 on Hicks Road in Rolling Meadows. Get more information at shorewoodbiblechurch.org. That's shorewoodbiblechurch.org.
AM 1160.
Welcome to Healing Your World Radio with your host, Marlene Bazak, a nationally certified licensed acupuncturist and holistic healer. Marlene will share pivotal information with you that will allow you to produce happiness, health, and healing. And now, the host of Healing Your World, Marlene Bazak.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Healing Your World Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. And the purpose of Healing Your World Radio, why I created the radio show, is to educate listeners how to awaken their self-healing abilities, to ignite their happiness, their health, and healing at any moment, at any time, no matter what. So get ready to ignite your energy and ignite your chi. Wow, that is some powerful energy. Yes, that sounded like lightning. That is combustion. That is fire. That's the charge. That's the spark that you need to ignite your life's passion. And I can help you with that. I have a program, and I call it Ignite Your Life's Passion. And I've created that program, which includes and combines a mind-body response through using traditional Chinese medicine and advanced bodywork techniques. Now, I don't mean bodywork like bodywork on your car. This is bodywork on your body, and we need to take care of that. And that includes myofascial release and some other techniques. It could be acupressure. It could be Tuina, which is Chinese medical massage. And this is all combined to help you with any form of physical and emotional trauma. So today, I'm offering a free consultation for the first five callers that call in. And I'm also offering 50% off, that's half off, of the Ignite Your Life's Passion program. So I'm believing that you're going to call me, and personally, I will personally talk to you. So please call me at 844-301-1313. That's 844-301-1313. Or you can go to healingyourworld.com for more info. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at Healing Your World Radio. So speaking about life's passion, mine is a passion to heal, and I participated in a workshop called the ISA Experience, and ISA stands for, that's ISA, that's the Institute of Self-Actualization, and I did that workshop about 9 years ago, and that was a workshop that really transformed me, that changed my life, and springboarded me into pursue my life's passion, and that is the passion to heal. And I am very fortunate today to have with me on the show Luis Cordoba, who is the facilitator of the ISA Experience. Hello, Luis.
Hello, Marlene.
How are you today?
I am doing very good. Thank you so much for letting me be on part of your show.
Great. Thank you so much. You sound wonderful.
Thank you.
And I bet you look wonderful, too. Yeah. You are a handsome man. You know, it helps a little bit, huh?
Yeah, as we get older, it does.
It does. It does. Well, we work at it, don't we? Yeah. So, Luis, tell me, tell our listeners, what is ISA?
ISA is a seminar that we do called the ISA Experience that we have been doing now for 38 years, and we do it here in the States and in England and in Australia.
Wow.
And the purpose is to get people to wake up. You know, it's kind of very similar to what it was that you were talking about in the introduction, about getting people to heal themselves.
Okay.
Getting people to look at what is it that is not working in their lives that they can, you know, shift gears. Because what happens to us is that, you know, we get stuck doing things that we learn to do. And then a lot of the things that we learn to do are not really good for us.
Okay.
And then we keep doing the same thing. So the purpose of the seminar is to get people to relook at their life,
Mm-hmm.
And then to really see the truth, because a lot of times we end up believing things that are not really true, like that I'm not okay or I'm not good enough,
mm-hmm.
or that I need to be scared, or that I had too many problems in my childhood, or you know, that I'm not good at mathematics. You know, so we end up having all these beliefs
mm-hmm.
that really limits us. And then in the experience, when people come to the seminar, they realize, like, oh, my God, that's not really true. It's like I've been believing all the things that are not accurate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so these belief systems that that we kind of get stuck with, they sort of entrap us.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this breaking through and waking up, what does that sort of look like?
Well,
the
simplistic way of talking about it, and which is really the truth, is that with the seminar that we do is an evening. It's
mm-hmm.
a Friday evening, and then all day Saturday and all day Sunday. And we call it the ISA experience, because ISA works as an experiential thing.
Mm-hmm.
We learn to learn intellectually. So, for example, people think that they can learn how to ride a bicycle by reading a book. Or they think that they can learn how to fix themselves by reading books about how to fix myself. Except that the books, it doesn't do it, right?
Right.
The only way to learn how to ride a bicycle is by experiencing the bicycle.
Yes.
And falling off a few times until I finally have that experience, right? Now, the thing that is interesting when we have that experience is that then once I experience riding a bicycle, I can never forget. So the way that the seminar is set up, right, is that people begin to have an experience of who they really are.
Okay.
And of the power that they have. Because a lot of times people think, you know, people think that when they see themselves in the mirror, that image that they have of themselves is accurate, which is very inaccurate because people have a very distorted opinion of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The seminar is designed for people to go behind the scenes, right?
Mm.
And to get in touch with who they are, because like the purpose of the seminar is to get people to see that what about what is really true, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that I am the writer, producer, director, and main character in my movie, and the movie is my life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens to us when we go through our life is that we end up living life at the effect of the events. Like, we're not really in charge. So when something good happens, I feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Something bad happens, and I feel bad. Or until there's a huge storm, then I feel bad. Or if it's really cold, I feel bad. But if it's really nice and sunny, then I feel good, right? Or if I'm in a great relationship, I'm happy. But if the relationship is not working, then I'm being happy.
Mm-hmm.
And people think that their life is based on the events that occurred to them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what people get to see in the experience is that I have the choice. I have the power to choose. So that, for example, when I did experience, I began to see that. Now, I kind of intellectually, I thought that I knew how to do that, except that not really, because
mm-hmm.
I never had that experience, right? After the experience, I began to live my life like that, so that I now became happy because it was a choice. It wasn't because what was happening to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is the awakening that people receive when they come to the experience, that they awaken to the truth that they can create the life that they want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. And I know that what I had experienced is that my point of view of things was not necessarily a true point of view. I might have been comparing it to some belief system that whatever society had put on me that I sort of bought into, and that I wasn't really living the way I wanted to, even though, you know, everything was going great. And or, you know, maybe it's more that, you know, I accept things the way they are because I don't think they might become any better, you know. But I know, you know, people have challenges every day. And I love what you said about that. It's not, you know, life is not an event, like the things that happen, like when people have physical or emotional trauma, the trauma is not in the event. It's
right.
How we're reacting to the trauma.
Right.
You know, so as far as ISA itself, I know that, you know, it's been around 38 years. Can you tell me who founded ISA?
Yeah, the person who started it, his name is Ole Larsen.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a gentleman. He was born in Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a seeker. You know, he wanted to figure out, you know, what's the purpose of life, you know? He was always, like, questioning, and he did all kinds of things. And then he finally realized, right, that because he thought for a long time, he thought that the way to be happy was to have money, for example, or to be successful, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, things, because that's the way that he was brought up. And he became very successful, but then he realized that wasn't it. There was something missing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he thought maybe it had to do with education, so he started going to college, and then he realized that his teachers didn't really know what they were doing.
Mm.
They were just regurgitating the information that they had learned, but they didn't really know. They didn't. They were not even happy.
Sorry, I have to laugh. It's they didn't really know, because we don't agree with everything that we're learning.
That's right. And
yeah.
A lot of times people, you know, they just regurgitate information from books because they read that in the book. But it's not real. You know, it's not a real thing. So then Ori got involved in all these things. And he says that he was kind of like in a flash one day. He got how to put the seminar together so he could get people to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
To talk about it. And he did it. And people woke up.
Wow.
It was amazing. Like when I did the experience, I mean, I did it by accident because I met this professor at the university in one of my classes, and this guy was so happy. He started the class with, "Good morning, everybody. Thank you for signing up for my class." And instantly, I liked this guy. And then after a few days in class, one of the students said to him, what's wrong? Why are you so happy? And so he told this story about his wife coming to this ICE experience, and he says that she woke up.
That's awesome. And, well, you know what? We're going to talk more about why are we so happy with the ICE experience when we come back. And you can learn more about ISA at www.isaexperience.com. Stay with us as we talk more about the ISA experience.
AM 1160.
Do you know someone who has a health condition that's getting worse? Experiencing side effects from prescription medication? Want to avoid surgery? Recovering from surgery? Have an autoimmune disease? Women's health concerns? Then you need to call Chi Queen Marlene at 844-301-1313. Located in the Grove Medical Center in Long Grove, Illinois, Marlene provides natural solutions to maintain physical, emotional, and spiritual health. Go to healingyourworld.com and call 844-301-1313.
Do you want to ignite your life's passion? Call Marlene Stanley-Bazak at 844-301-1313. Marlene will explain the criteria to measure and identify your life's passion with a mind-body response using her 9-step program. Learn to overcome fear with joy. You too can ignite your energy, ignite your chi, and find your life's passion. Her unique approach promises to be enlightening. Marlene has received this energy, channels it, and shares it with you to overcome any obstacle in your life and create happiness. Call 844-301-1313.
Are you a businesswoman trying to build a successful business? Does your passionate leadership inspire other women to reach their full potential? Christy Ruffino, the president and founder of the Dynamic Professional Women's Network, and radio host Marlene Basek would love to help you become connected into their community so you can form powerful and life-changing strategic partnerships with other women who share your same goals, desires, and values. Visit the website at rdpwn.com for more details about the many ways you can become connected into their DPWN community.
Do you know someone who has a health condition that's getting worse? Would you like to eliminate chemical toxins in your home, body, and food? Check out gogreenwithmarlene.info and receive your free ebook, which describes the top 10 toxins you should be eliminating. Or call 844-301-1313 and ask Marlene to find out more. Do you have an autoimmune disease? You need to call Chi Queen Marlene at 844-301-1313. Marlene provides natural solutions to maintain better health. Go to gogreenwithmarlene.info.
AM 1160.
Welcome back to Healing Your World. For more information about any of the content you've heard on this program, you're invited to contact host Marlene Basak at 844-301-1313 or visit healingyourworld.com. And now, back to Healing Your World. Here's Marlene.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Healing Your World Radio. And I am on the air with Luis Cordoba. He is the facilitator of the ISA experience. That's ISA experience. And we were talking about your professor and how you got involved with ISA.
Yeah, thank you, Marlene. Yeah, so anyhow, so his wife came and did the seminar. And she said that when she came back, she was totally, she was so happy. She was beaming, and she said, you have to go. And he's like, no, I don't need to. No, you don't understand. You have to trust me this time. You have to go. And she would not let him off the hook, so he went. And he was very skeptical. And he says that something happened during the weekend, and he woke up.
Mm-hmm.
So then after class, I talked to him about it, and he told me a little bit more about it. And I was very skeptical, and I said to him, you know, I'm very skeptical. How could this happen in a weekend in a hotel room? And he said, listen, Luis, trust me. It is amazing. Go. And I liked him so much that I went.
Mm-hmm.
And it just blew my whole mind. You know, one of the things that I realized when I did the experience, you know, and I did it 36 years ago,
wow,
was that 99% of my problems were not real.
Wow.
99% of my worries were not real. And I used to worry so much, even when things were working.
Okay.
Then I would worry about, what if it stops working, you know? And I thought that was normal to worry all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to worry about what other people thought about me. And it was because I was in my head talking to myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like living in this fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was normal. And I remember when I did the experience, and it was kind of like coming out of this cocoon that was imprisoning me, and to realize that, wow, that I feel so good, and I feel so empowered, and I feel so happy, and I had so much energy, it just changed my whole life.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So, you know, I have the pamphlet of ISA in front of me, and it says, the purpose of ISA is to transcend, end the trance, and to transform your ability to create life.
Mm.
And I think that, you know, what I experience is that I feel like I'm living my life, you know, like now I'm actually living my life.
Right.
And before, I was sort of going through the motions, you know.
Right.
So I'm, you know, when you say coming out of a cocoon, so now you've been transformed. So now, Luis, you're a butterfly.
Right.
Right? So you're flying around. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So we have an experience coming up in August in Chicago.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to do this. We haven't done it here in Chicago for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing it. It's going to be August the 7th through the 9th. So the
wonderful.
7th is a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So it begins, people get there at 6 o'clock, and then we begin at 6:30, and then it goes to about 11. And then it's all this Saturday from 9 o'clock on Saturday until about 6 p.m., and then on Sunday is from 9 o'clock in the morning until about 6 p.m. And we're doing it at the Holiday Inn O'Hare.
Okay.
Which is on North Cumberland Road, right close to the airport there.
Right, right.
And it is wonderful. I mean, it is such a lovely, lovely, lovely weekend. And people also get that. That's the other benefit, that people get to meet some really fantastic people that come. Because the people that come to ICE are people that begin to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And they begin to notice things like, why do I keep doing the same stupid thing over and over again? It's like, what the hell's wrong with me, right?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
So they come, and they usually come because somebody tells them about it, you know, or they hear about it, or they see a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And they see, wow, what happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
And then they decide to come.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, to me, like what you were talking about, what it says in the brochure, it's like ISA to me is like the continuation of this, like this, what is that? Like evolution, right? That we get stuck, and we get stuck in our evolutionary progress. And ISA is about continuing this evolutionary process so we become the kind of people that we want to be.
That we want to be.
And that, to me, is the secret, because happiness is something, it doesn't, most people think that happiness happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
If something good happens, they're happy. What people get to see in the experience is that happiness is something that we create.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, when people wake up in the morning and they're not happy, it's not because there's something wrong with them. It is because they're doing something that is not okay with them. Except
right.
that people don't realize it.
Yes.
So they're taking the easy way out, or they're being lazy, or they're not doing it great in their relationship. So then they wake up in the morning and they don't feel good. And they think after many days of they think that that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
Except that, no, the normal way of feeling is to feel good, to have lots of energy, you know, to be positive.
Right. To have that spark.
That's right.
Right. Mm-hmm. To have that spark.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, when you look at children, you know, and we were all children, and to have that spark again, as that childish spark.
Right.
And now to have the knowledge that we have as an adult, now we can put that into action.
Right.
And what ISA did for me was it kind of removed all that stuff that was blocking me.
Uh-huh.
You know, all that stuff was blocking me. And I know when I work with people and I work with them with physical or emotional trauma, that's one of the first things. You know, it is a process. You know, it's not going to happen instantaneously, and yet it can for some. And then once it happens, you want to keep repeating that.
Right, right.
And you have to kind of, like in Chinese, old Chinese proverb says, you can't fill a full vase. You have to eliminate some things first.
Yeah.
Yeah. So also in the pamphlet, it talks about point of view, the past, action is the present, and then the results come in future. And
yep.
That our beliefs create our program or our point of view.
Right.
Okay. So I know that you get into detail about that. So I'm so excited that the experience is coming to Chicago. And as you said before, you do this experience internationally.
Yes.
And you just had one, and in the States, you had one in Denver.
Yeah, in fact, it was last weekend I was in Denver doing the experience, and then, last weekend, it was before the 4th of July.
Yeah.
And then 2 weekends before, I was in Sydney doing the experience, and then another seminar that we're doing for the
Sydney,
graduates.
Sydney, Australia.
Australia, right. Uh-huh.
And what did you, what was that like, the experience in Sydney, Australia? Are they a lot like us?
It's amazing because at this human being level, it doesn't matter the country that we are born, or it doesn't matter our age, it doesn't matter our sex or education, because at the human being level, everybody is the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, that's amazing.
And what everybody wants is the same thing. Everybody wants to be happy.
Yes.
Everybody wants to feel good about themselves.
Yes.
Everybody wants to include people and be included because we are social creatures, and we're beginning to lose that, especially
yes.
with our mobile phones and our emails and our Facebook and all that stuff. Nonsense, in a way.
Yes.
That keeps people separate.
Yes.
So what people want is to be included, and when that begins to work, they want to be in a wonderful relationship. It's like that's what everybody wants.
Yes.
And if you notice nowadays, it's so difficult for people to have a wonderful relationship. So people think maybe that's not really possible, so people are giving up on that dream.
Mm.
And then what everybody wants, doesn't matter where you're from, everybody wants to do something with their life that they feel good about before they die.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, was the thing that gave me the biggest gift was when I did the experience, I realized that I wanted to wake people up. So that's why I worked so hard to be able to learn to do the experience
mm-hmm.
and facilitate it.
Right.
Because I feel like I'm one of the most blessed people on the planet because I get to do something that wakes people up to being happy, to feeling good, to being empowered. You know, in the experience we talk about health. That we
yes.
have a lot to do. Like I would imagine that's what you talk about with your people that you work with.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
That we have a lot to do with our health. It's not the pills. It's not the drugs. No, it has to do with the way that we live our life.
Mm-hmm.
And if I live my life right, then I get to be happy and feel good and be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
If I do the wrong thing, I will pay. You know, mm-hmm. There's a consequence.
Mm-hmm. In the pamphlet, it says health is a function of your consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know we do get into that about understanding consciousness and subconsciousness and what we're doing unconsciously, being the victim, the uncertainties that we have in our life. And then we move into acceptance and participation mm-hmm. and these realizations and realizing, and as you mentioned, the engagement of the people in this type of environment, and I never experienced such genuine love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I want to thank you for, for being on the show. Oh,
thank
you, Louise.
Marlene. By the way, Marlene, can I give my phone number in case people want to call me?
Absolutely.
So my number is 773-871-0361.
Okay.
Again, it is 773-871-0361. And people can call me if they have any questions, if they want to talk about whatever it is, you know, anything that they're you know, I'm more than happy to talk to them.
Wonderful.
And thank you, Marty.
Yeah,
for
yeah. Well,
be part of your show.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, yeah. It's exciting. It's exciting. Very exciting. And I'm so happy that you were able to be on the show. And to our listeners, the Chicago Experience is August 7th through the 9th. And you can register online at www.isaexperience.com. And for any information that we've talked about on the show, you can always go to healingyourworld.com. And feel free to call me at 844-301-1313. And join us next week when I help you to ignite your energy and ignite your chi.
This has been a presentation of Healing Your World Radio with Marlene Bazak, a nationally certified licensed acupuncturist and holistic healer. For more information about Healing Your World Radio, please visit healingyourworld.com or call 844-301-1313.
Renowned teacher and historian Ray Vanderlaan is coming to Christ Church of Oak Brook on July 29th at 7 p.m. Discover new insights into Scripture at this free one-night event and get an exclusive look